This week, I'm making a burrito. This is Mega Maker, Episode 3. Hey folks, welcome back to the Mega Maker Show. So far, we have talked about why we should be making more things this year. I've challenged myself to make 100 things. We talked about why it's important to express our creativity independently, to do it apart from our day job, to do it apart from the thing we do for work. And then last episode, we talked about whether it's possible to live a creative life while at the same time making a living. And if this podcast was Star Wars, those first two episodes would be A New Hope, basically just setting the stage for what is to come today. This is The Empire Strikes Back. Today, we are getting into the weekly challenges. This is where I'm going to be challenging myself and you folks at home to accomplish something by next Saturday. This is getting released Saturday, January 16th, 2016. And the idea is that we would give ourselves a deadline, a built-in deadline every week to accomplish something significant in our creative lives. As you know, I've challenged myself to make 100 things this year. And I have a list of ideas at megamaker.co/list. And some of these ideas are really big. Some of them are really small. Some of them are simple. Some of them are complex. Some of them are serious. And some of them, like item number 3, are silly. And the challenge this week is to start with something small and silly. So for myself, I'm not going to start with item 25, which is build a Minecraft PC. I'm not going to do item 31, which is to make some custom socks. I'm going to start with item 3, which is both small and ridiculous. This week, my Mega Maker project is to make a burrito. And I'm excited about this for a number of reasons. First of all, burritos are friggin' delicious. They're one of my favorite things to eat, and I love them. Second of all, I suck at cooking, and doing anything in the culinary arts is going to be a challenge for me. Third, I love burritos. Did I mention that?
You're gonna make a burrito that's gonna go into Guinness Book of World Records.
But part of me loves this idea precisely because it is small and silly. You see, as creatives, we take ourselves very seriously. We demand perfection from the things that we make. We often plan meticulously. We have grandiose dreams about the things we'd like to create. And if we're honest, we have this creative ego, which in some ways holds us back because it says, don't try anything too crazy. Don't try anything that might seem weird to your friends. Don't try anything that might get ridiculed. Don't try anything that might seem too small and insignificant. And don't make anything that is too rough, too unfinished, and too unimportant. Our creative ego says if we make something, it has to be incredible. It has to be perfect. And it has to be admired by all of the people that we respect. So why don't we take that pressure off of ourselves and just be creative because it's fun? So to encourage you to get started small and maybe even to risk and do something silly or weird or unconventional, I'm starting with this item, number 3, making a burrito. But I wanted to make it even more difficult on myself, and I wanted to bring in this conversation we had last week, which is how can we live a creative life while at the same time earning a living? Here's the trend I see with creative people. They have a hard time promoting themselves, and they have a hard time asking people to pay for the things that they create. And so I wanted to do the most uncomfortable thing I could think of, which is to try to get someone to pay me to make a burrito on this show. Actually, not just anybody. I want to try to get 10 people to pay at least $99 to sponsor my burrito. If you think it's uncomfortable putting something you've made up for sale, you have no idea how uncomfortable this is going to be for me. I've already asked a few people, and this is one of the responses I got.
No, I'll pass. Too gimmicky.
I sent 10 emails. 10 emails to people I know and I respect. And most said no, that they would pass. But 3 people said yes. 3 people went to megamaker.co/sponsor and essentially said, I believe in you, Justin. This is weird, but I'm willing to give it a shot. And none of them picked the podcast sponsorship tier. They sponsored the live stream at live.megamaker.co. But I want to call these guys out right now on the podcast for believing in me. And I would love it if you gave them your business just because they're willing to take a chance on a crazy idea. So Omar Zenholm, my good friend Omar at webinarninja.co. It's the easiest way to create and run an online webinar. Please go there. Try it out. Corbett Barr at lifestylebusinessweekly.com. This is an amazing email newsletter. It's free for independent creative entrepreneurs. Please go there. Sign up for that. And the Green Lantern, Mike Vardy with the Night Owl Action Plan at gum.co/Night Owl Action Plan. This is a $10 ebook and audio course for people who like to burn the midnight oil, which is me. I'm staying up late to record this podcast. Please check out the links in the show notes. That's at megamaker.co/3. Go and visit those folks. Give them your money or your time or whatever. Or at the very least, go on Twitter and at thank them. I've got their Twitter handles in the notes. And just say thanks for sponsoring #JustinsBurrito. All one word. And that way we'll be able to track who's thanking them. I would love for them to just get inundated with people hashtagging and thanking them for sponsoring my burrito. I think that would be hilarious. There's also a burrito emoji that you can use. Get creative. Justin's burrito is the hashtag. There is so much more to come on this story. You're going to have to check back next week to see if I was able to get 10 people to sponsor my burrito. I'll also let you know how much money I was able to make on this crazy idea. And I have lots more surprises in store for you, like...
But I thought you'd be the guy to ask, because I think it'll be fun.
Are you at liberty to talk about it, or you have to keep it hushed for now? Or...
I think we should keep it hushed for now.
We could go all the way.
All right.
Future episodes will also feature interviews with other makers, people like you and people like Tom and Dan from Studio Neat. We just finished that interview today, and it was serious and also silly.
So that's a main difference. But beyond that, yeah, it feels pretty kindred spirits, those guys.
Yeah, because they're doing a bunch of different things. You just need to segment your list. You got cat ladies, alcoholics.
And like photo nerds. Yeah, we're good. All you need.
Nobody sees those segments. It's okay. You can name them whatever you want. So we're going to have a lot of fun on the show. Share it with your friends, megamaker.co. Stay with me. Click that subscribe button in your podcast app. This show also just landed in iTunes. Even if you don't listen in iTunes, it's the best place for people to find the show. You can leave a review at megamaker.co/review. Mega Maker's theme music is by one of my favorite bands, Stryker. You can find them at stryker-metal.com. You can also sponsor my burrito. megamaker.co/sponsor. Don't let those other guys have all the action. Get in on it yourself. You can follow me on Twitter if you want. M-I Justin, that's the letter M, the letter I in Justin. Remember the hashtag Justin's Burrito. And all the show notes for this episode available at megamaker.co/3. That's it. So long. I'll be seeing ya next Saturday. That was nice. What a good podcast. Wonder what I should do now. Ooh, maybe have a nap. I wonder what's on Netflix. Let's see. Happy Gilmore. The Office. Vampire Diaries. What the heck was that? Okay, I'm getting scared. Who's there?
Justin, this is God. Get off your phone. Go and make something. Do it now.